Your Honor and San Bernardino District Attorney and outward to the American people for great concerns of legal necessity. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I was born and raised here in San Bernardino and Centennial Class of San Bernardino High School 1883-1983. I was enrolled in what was college prep classes called the Phoenix Program for Upper Intelligent Students. How gifted am I is not the question, but I know I am smarter than the average but not smart over the top genius. My Boy Scout troop mate Donnie Schultz turned me on to going to the library and checking out what was a computer. Set up of three Apple IIe computers at the Ingram Branch Library near my home on Grande Vista. That was prior or during my junior year. In that study year, I was awarded a special award from my math teacher, which was a Bank of America Certificate of Merit in Computer Science. It was in the summertime between my junior and senior year that I took Computers 101 at Valley College. And in my senior year I had a self-study period for which I spent that period learning a craft of skill that has carried me into this day all on my own without any true difficulty. I have had very little college education courses to follow through with a degree. I developed what was called a bulletin board system, actually programming two from scratch, one at the library on a 10 megabyte hard drive and one at home working on three floppy drives. My very oldest online reference about my work can be found dated online from a strange source, but it is true. I did not even realize that I was being watched by Wiccans. It is the Red Garter's electronic newsletter from Yule of 1986. It mentions both Microlink BBS and Apple's RSBBS in the text of the document. I was debuted in the November 1987 Library Journal for my work on Microlink BBS and appeared in the San Bernardino Sun in the same time period in an article titled Home Computers Can Talk to Library. This is found online, without replying to verify that this is the San Bernardino Microlink BBS, this is what is said by a Google search. Microlink BBS 2.0, Home. Page 1 of 1 Share Actions. FAQ, why is this called Microlink BBS? By Malorsa on Friday, October 25, 2013, 11:23 p.m. Microlink was the name of a BBS I used to log on to as a teenager after swim practice. You had to use your full first and last name and could chat with people from nearby towns, the occasional telnetter, write emails, play text-based turn games, and read articles. I met my husband on that BBS, he lived in a town 11 miles from mine, and we eventually met for breakfast, kept in touch, and eventually got hitched. So I guess it holds a special place in my heart. After programming Microlink BBS, I obtained employment at the San Bernardino Public Library System and developed the desk manager that ran the Cassand Computer Center at the main branch library from grand opening in 1985 till just past Y2K. The software that I wrote ran that computer literacy of this city for all of that time, and I was responsible for many connections of greatness and apparently lifelong loves. For today I could get married, but back then this is what happened. What kept me from going through my schooling was that I was a gay man in a town at the time that was extremely homophobic. I made choices that preferences my sexual identity over my national ability. I moved to San Francisco in 1987. I am naturally skilled in computer and library and information sciences. They are more than an entertainment objective tool. I am Wiccan and a peace builder of Wiccan ideals, along with being gay, and as it turned out became infected with HIV in September of 1999. Since I became infected, I have lost my ability to be a participating member of our society. I have been treated like a piece of trash and junk. A piece of shit, in other words. Are we offended my language in this court? That is just a fraction of insolence I have to address this country for its allowing the haters to win over the good-doing people of the land. And who has done this to me is in the CC of this writing. Who could have stopped this from proceeding and did nothing? That would be my case manager from Denver, Colorado. That is what this case is all about. Being Wiccan gives me insight on communication by symbols. It is like runes and other symbols we don't use in our culture. That is not my fault, but the fault of this culture. For I find it necessary to be hypercritical at the oppression that I am currently still standing under. I have brought this case forward due to legal necessity, and that is a matter of detail and complexity of three separate but interrelated issues within HIV, AIDS care, and infectious disease control. I am an expert at information resources, but the social services will not listen to me. They would rather dictate their way over our way, and we have lost our sanity in a memplex of hate that I have captured and captured well enough to prove beyond a preponderance of the evidence. Proof source of this hate harassment is the neglectful social service agencies in their guise to control a disease. They are actually making things more infectious by their continued standing. This has been going on for so long, there is a conspiracy to not bring the truth forward when I know there is enough information out on the web to prove to the level of preponderance. But I am here needing beyond a reasonable doubt, and for that factor I take responsibility for knowing this is going to be a fight for my right to live my life free of hate that must be done today and not delayed one more day. For we have new HIV/AIDS community messaging priorities set forth by the CDC that can't be ignored to their destructive force of hate and harassment and homeless and general community chaos is a sentence of illness not wellness to HIV/AIDS death. I end here with words of Pope Francis' call to our nation in September of 2014 that I have attempted to interface a school-based concept of adult consensual practices to take the place of the CDC's negligence of delay for so many years now that the community has known the facts. These are affecting the lives of many. I represent that many, and I represent on my computer network a few of my students who have committed themselves to actually paying attention to the priorities and learning truth from a truth and peace builder elite that I am calling for. I hope my gifts of community duty and history serve to put the edge between just over preponderance to beyond a reasonable doubt to just know my stated intentions are very much real to follow all words of greatness. These are one of the best words of creation that we must all follow through into our daily life. It grew up 2016. Great reasons us, you there, I here, and all visiting guests and students of learning here along with Pope Francis. Will unite peace. Awesome Chromobone Glows and Blows Playroom, Denver, Colorado, United States of America. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percha, The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world, to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Adinkra Wisdom Knot.